Okay, so I'm really happy to share what we did do in Summit County. I think it was, in retrospect, a couple years later, it was well worth it. I think we were very fortunate to have a community with the will, as Amy says, as well as the imagination to allow something like this to happen. You know, 2 years later, I think we've reassessed our agenda, we've changed our mission, and I think we're doing some really exciting things looking forward to the future. So usually when I do this presentation, and I've been asked to do it several times, by the way, I have no relationships to disclose. So usually when I do this, I talk about the pre-planning, to the pre-planning, to the pre-planning, to the planning, to the implementation, because it does go way back to those casual conversations, which I think are really important to the feasibility, to then ultimately the implementation. But I think key to this that we've learned is one of these thoughts about the relationships going in. And I think maybe 12, 15 years ago, our health departments in Summit County kind of tolerated one another, and we communicated a little bit, but that was probably the extent of it. But we saw, largely because I think of 9/11 and some of the money that flowed in, we had to work together regionally, and I think this caused us to reassess those relationships. And through those years, we learned to cooperate better coordinate and ultimately collaborate, where we actually shared resources and governance over some programs, such as our communicable disease program, where we actually combined staff. And I think that taught us some valuable lessons about working together that led us to be able to trust the idea of considering the feasibility study in the first place. So I think it's an important concept to share as we think about this. One of the first things we did was do a sort of internal assessment to assess where are we before we really went down this road. And first of all, I mean, do you have the staff? Do you have the horses to make this happen? When I say that, you know, we're talking about the IT capacity, the financial capacity, the legal capacity, the personnel staff to manage this. It's a lot of work. And certainly, you know, one person can't do it. You need that strong administrative staff to make that happen. And so much credit goes out to them. Do you have enough top leadership to kind of weather this? There's always going to be challenges internally, externally to this process. And I think that you need that leadership capacity and credibility to be able to weather that. So I think that's important. We talk about the directors and the upper management, their capacity to change as well. When after the consolidation, most of those folks had staff twice as big as what they were used to, and I think that changed the dynamics. I think it was something that we wanted to go in with our eyes open to recognize that we had the staff with the flexibility to be able to change as necessary as the organization grew. Board of Health support, I think that goes without saying, but nevertheless, as we've seen other communities try to do this, it often gets bogged down in that governance structure. So I think absolute board support is a critical thing to be aware of. Fiscally strong enough, there are going to be some upfront costs. You know, when you consolidate folks, personnel, you've got the salary schedules and so forth, and you typically don't average down. There's going to be some averaging up somewhere in there. As well as the IT, you talk about computers, the telephone, to get all that in sync, there's always an upfront cost. So I think that there needs to be some financial support, financial flexibility within the agencies to be able to weather that. And then finally, are there other issues? We just brainstormed around these issues. What else out there might we run into as we think about this? And we did that a lot. We thought about these things a lot and tried to make sure that we thought through everything that we needed to. So in preparing, a lot of issues that we had to deal with. As you can see, politics is cited a few times. Despite it being a good idea or feasible, the blessing of the community behind it, there's always going to be somebody that's going to oppose it and find some reason why it's a bad idea. Services are going to be lacking. This is going to cost more than we can afford. You can imagine there are a number of reasons to consider that. So we had often to speak before the councils, the city councils, and we were challenged many times on this. And I think you just have to be stalwart and move forward. Legal issues, I think that was kind of left to the attorneys, you know, to work those contracts out between the city and the county, and that got quite deep. And I think at the end of it, even when it was done, I think there was some angst about what we had here and whether it would really weather the legal challenges. Labor issues, we really expected to get bogged down in that. We really thought that was going to be a big issue. I think Akron had around 5 labor unions represented within the health district. We had one. We had our nurses. They had a nurses union, but they were a different union, so we worried about how that would play out. Ultimately, it was pretty stressless. The employees came over. They were no longer part of the union at the city. Now they become county employees, county district employees, and certainly the opportunity to reorganize, that hasn't happened yet, but that was something we worried a lot about. The financial considerations, you can imagine that, and staff engagement. And that was something we tried to be very thoughtful about, is to engage staff in what was going on, to be transparent about the process, to share what was going on, to hold some social events, some training events where folks could start to get used to one another. And I think that that played for us about as well as we could have hoped. Just to point out, there's a million details to be thinking about, and a Gantt chart's helpful for organizing that. And we didn't keep to any of these things, I don't think. But so then implementing. There's a number of issues. The personal alignments. I would say that was probably the hardest piece of the puzzle because we had different, the staff had different titles. They had different pay schedules, and to get that all right wasn't easy at all. And so we had to survey everybody to find out exactly what a clerk 3 represented versus a secretary 2, and to try to get those job definitions straight, get some fairness in salaries. And so that was probably the hardest part. I think we had about 15 to 20 spreadsheets that we used, and ultimately when we put it into place, it wasn't right. We had to keep going back. There were adjustments probably throughout that first year to get that really fair and right. Grants, contracts, when I talked to legal issues, you know, there were a number of large contracts that came through. Those had just historically been shared evenly among the health departments, but now they all came into the county department, and that's fine. We were able to do that pretty well. We had a lot of support from the Ohio Department of Health, but you know, we didn't think that much about the pop machine contract and the copy machine contract and the plows and the maintenance folks. So there was a ton of different contracts that all had to be either turned over to us or we had to assume. The fiscal details, one of the issues that came up, of course, you can imagine the city was fearful that the money from the city would flow out to the townships, and that was a consideration. Now, on the other side, the township trustees were worried that the money from the township trustees and the townships was going to flow into the city where the needs were. So what we did in the first year was actually create a double budget so we could try to track accurately the funding in both the city and in the county. And it's generally flowed pretty consistent, stayed pretty consistent. We followed it. I don't think my fiscal staff necessarily appreciated that idea, but it solved a problem at the time, and I think it's worked pretty well. The interesting thing, who's that? Is there a question? Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, throughout your talk, I was just wondering if you could tell us a little bit about the city and the county.
I got one coming up. There's one. I'll show you that. It gives you the numbers and the amount. So the fiscal thing was interesting. I think that like calmed the waves. All of a sudden, everybody was fine with that. Well, that's a good idea. And the interesting thing is, I don't think since then anybody's asked to see it. So it's a great idea. Everybody agreed with that, but nobody really ever wanted to see it, except for the fiscal people at the city. But none of the elected officials have asked for that. The organizational structure, we did that very purposefully. You know, we wanted to create this in the spirit of a true merge, not a hostile takeover. So, you know, we thought very carefully about where managers should be so that you didn't have, you know, all the county folks running the place. So I think that sends the wrong message. So we were very thoughtful in making sure the leadership from both organizations were scattered throughout that management structure. Marketing, we recognized at the time that the health departments or the health department was getting a lot of attention out of the media. So we saw it as an opportunity to leverage that attention with a public health message. Let's redesign our logo, let's redesign our mission, and really promote public health as we so often don't get much of a chance to do. We really did that broadly, and we did that purposefully. And then finally, training. There was a lot of training, personnel, procedures, and organizational procedures that had to go on. So that was went on constantly for that first year. So there's your details. There are the three health districts prior to 2010. And these were two processes. When you hear the feasibility, it didn't consider the three districts joining. That was really between Akron and Summit County. There was a separate process between Barberton and Summit County. And actually, Barberton came on a couple months before Akron. So it was a different process and it had different dynamics. And I'd love to talk about that, but my time's limited. Okay, so we merged finally. We got the date straight, January 1. We finally merged. Again, we took the opportunity to promote the public health message. We got the staff engaged in what we were doing. That was something that it continues. I think 2 years later, we're still some angst among staff about what's happened. I think that we've learned to deal with that, I think, differently. We've used that in our strategic planning to think thoughtfully about how do we engage staff, and we've done several things, and I think that's gotten a lot better over the last couple of years. Strategic planning, that was something we did right out of the gate. Literally the first week we talked about a new strategic plan, a very detailed strategic plan that went to the heart of what we were all about. And we took it as an opportunity to really transform the health district and to begin to build an organization around the social disparity issues, to transform from clinical services to integrated care management. And that's been a challenge in itself, but I think this point of consolidation really offered a unique opportunity to tackle some of those things, which otherwise I think wouldn't have been as easy. Budget management has proceeded well. Quality assurance, that was the other thing, the strategic planning and quality assurance and accreditation, those were the three things that we really went out and did very quickly. Accreditation, we're done now except for the site visit. I think we've had those folks assigned to us. So that's ready to go. The quality assurance is something that continues. We're not where we need to be yet on that, but I think we've come a long way with that. Quality assurance both in outputs as well as outcomes. What differences are we making in the community? And then finally, policies and procedures, and this is where things get kind of funny and get confusing. You know, one of the examples I use is, of course, you know, temporary food events on the weekends where you have fairs and so forth. Well, the Summit County staff would go out the night before and do those inspections and see them set up, make sure everything is right before they opened. The Akron staff would go out in the morning after they were set up to see how they were operating as they were set up. And this became a big problem. You know, I mean, these folks said, this is how we've always done it. And to try to get that straight turned out to be a big deal, something you never would have anticipated. But I think it's those little things working through the policies and procedures. And I think we made it a point to, we don't have one set that worked right. We have three sets, and we're going to take the best of those and use those. Lessons learned, as you heard, willingness, I can't say enough about that. Our board was fully supportive. We have a large board. We have an 18-member board in the county. The mayor, the county executive, in the feasibility study, we had a gentleman who was the president of the Children's Hospital in the community. He's been in that role for 30 years. He's highly respected, and I think that carried us a good part of the way, is having those names supportive of this process. And in fact, the township trustees and other cities in the community voted unanimously to see this happen. So that is critical, I think. Strong champion, those are your strong champions. The administrative capacity I spoke to be able to weather this. There are going to be roadblocks, and I think they can be roadblocks or they can be hurdles. It depends on whether the will is there to deal with those things. And, you know, there were a couple issues where we literally kind of had to shut the door and decide we're not going to leave until we figure this out. And we were able to figure those things out. And I think that sometimes there are a lot of things that you can point to and say, well, that's a deal killer. Well, there are. Or you can use them to your advantage and make something better. And then finally, a why. Say a why up front. And we did that thoughtfully. The leadership in the three health departments, I think, sat down and said, why are we doing this? And I think that that carried us as well, as being able to repeat that and talk about that and to hold that up. And first of all, you know, I think it depends on where you're looking. Elected officials are looking at you one way, why this is important. I think public health officers are looking at it for a different reason, why they think it's important. So you need to address those things and make sure that the expectations are clear. And you know, the cost savings is something we went in very carefully. We didn't say we were going to save a ton of money, not if everybody was guaranteed a job. We ended up saving a little bit of money. But, you know, going in, that wasn't the principal reason. But efficiencies to build what we'd already done in collaboration, and I think to leverage the combined capacity in better ways. It is a process that continues today, 2 years later, and I think that's my last slide. If you like any information, I'm happy to provide that. There's my contact information. And with that, we'll go into the retrospective survey. Go ahead. Yeah, well, we actually, you know, we went from, I think the health district, that we had 5 facilities, we ended up with 15. And that's something, right now we're in the process of buying a new building. We're hopeful, you know, that we have 3 main buildings now, we're consolidating into 1. But yeah, we had a ton of buildings. That was the other legal thing. Akron had a fleet of cars. We didn't have any cars, so we had to learn to manage a new fleet of cars. And so right now we're still kind of split, which creates a problem with the esprit de corps, with people kind of scattered around. And hopefully I think the new building will do a lot to alleviate that. Yeah, we have had reduction. I think this year we're down about 40 employees, and that's through attrition. You know, it hasn't been through layoffs. It's just been a lot of in Ohio, they changed the retirement system, and there was a big encouragement to retire before the end of the year, and I think that's caused a good bit of it, and some of those people are just ready to retire. So that saved us a lot of money. And I don't think we've lost any bit of our delivery. So there were some inefficiencies ultimately when we came together we've been able to deal with through some attrition.